Hi, it's Phil Hendry. It's time for another episode of the Phil Hendry Podcast, brought to you by philhendryshow.com, the largest collection of outstanding radio comedy, audio comedy, maybe in the history of the world. Our show archives go back over a decade, almost 5,000 hours. We also are adding every day to the current show podcast, current show video archives. We've got miscellany like webisodes. We also have the Milwaukee Lions podcast, which is that's an entire other kind of weird area to explore. There's lots to explore at philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. If you're going to spend money for entertainment, you want something that's sort of maybe a guaranteed laugh every day. We got it for you there at philhendryshow.com. From those archives comes today's podcast. Lloyd Bonafide, the Korean War veteran, joined us on an Easter not too long ago, or I think it was the day after Easter, when he talked about his daughter serving a honey-baked ham. And the honey-baked ham, quite frankly, is a symbol of rampant racism, a slap to the face of Jewish veterans, and just a whole lot of other nonsense that Lloyd spills out here in this next half hour. It's Lloyd Bonafide, The Honey-Baked Ham, episode 141 on the Phil Hendry Show podcast.
You getting custody of your grandson?
Yes, sir. Right now we are attempting to get custody of my grandson following the weekend, and we're very concerned about the home that he's in now. My daughter and my son-in-law right now they live in Portland, Oregon, but they were down for the Easter holiday.
Well, what happened? Tell me specifically about your situation, sir.
Yes, sir. My daughter, actually, they'd come down the last three Easters. My daughter and son-in-law this past weekend had us up for Easter, and they served a honey-baked ham, and that's what I made the comments that I did. Now, I served in Korea because your producer asked me to explain.
Yeah, I want to get the connection now. They brought a honey-baked ham out for Easter dinner last night.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
All right, go ahead and explain.
I'm a Korean War veteran. I served in the United States Navy in 1950-1952 in the Korean conflict. And I can tell you, sir, I saw a lot of young men lose their lives in service to this country. A lot of those young men were young Jewish boys, and the fact that some Christians blame them for killing Jesus I don't know about the Mel Gibson movie, but they use this as an excuse to insult the Jewish people by serving the honey-baked ham on Easter. And I told him.
Now you feel your son-in-law is anti-Semitic because he baked this ham for Easter?
You know, Mr. Hendry, understand that my grandson is in a very bad situation. My grandson is living with a man who is either a Jew hater or is an insensitive imbecile. And as a combat veteran, you have to understand that we have a little bit more right to speak out on these things than other Americans. This past weekend.
No, but I want to get to the point here. You feel your grandson is being raised by an anti-Semite, your son-in-law.
Yes, sir, I do. Or at the very least, an utter imbecile who doesn't understand what these things mean, which could turn my grandson, and they talk about kids turning into a fire nut or playing with roadkill and this kind of thing.
Well, you made a statement in the paper about the serving of a honey-baked ham on Easter that caught the eye of a few local church officials. And I want to find it here. Maybe Janice has it.
What I said was I consider myself to be a Christian.
You do?
Yes, sir. That's how I was raised, and that's how my wife worships. My wife worships over here at the Alhambra Presbyterian. But I draw the line at disrespecting my fellow veterans who gave their lives for this country. And the serving of the pork product on Easter is the Christian way of saying you killed Jesus. So we're getting back at you by eating the meat of the cloven hoof beast, which does not abide by kosher law. Now, when you eat ham on Easter or any of the byproducts of the pork, you are either anti-Jewish or you're so stupid and insensitive that there is a question of custody.
All right, we're talking with Lloyd Bonafide. He's a gentleman from Alhambra. You're retired, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
Now, you were in the heating and plumbing business, right?
Well, yes, sir. I got into the heating and plumbing and right after I got out of the service.
Your son-in-law, why do you not indict your daughter, by the way?
My daughter has told me, because I questioned her quite carefully. She said, no, this is Ray's deal. Ray's always loves to go and get the honey-baked ham. And I said, are you trying to tell me that for the four previous Easters that you've come to our home in California, that you would have been eating the ham? And she said, yes, Father. And
well, but does she seem surprised by this?
My daughter is a traditional woman in that she believes, well, this is Ray's deal. That's my son-in-law's deal. You could just do the ham.
But she doesn't see any anti-Semitism?
I don't know that she's really aware, socially aware of what it means. But I will say this. Women, a lot of women, get sucked in by abusive husbands, and I think she's probably codependent on his abuse of my grandson.
The serving of ham at Easter is perceived by you, sir, to be anti-Semitic, because Christians have basically said, well, you killed Jesus, so here he is on Resurrection Day. We're going to eat ham to insult you. And you believe your son is being raised by an anti-Semite, your son-in-law.
Well, this isn't just something that my son's at risk, Mr. Henry. All children, I think, are at risk because it is a subtle message. And it may well be true that a lot of parents are not completely aware of the anti-Semitic implications of serving the baked ham. But I will tell you this, that the children nonetheless are being sent a very strong anti-Jewish message. And as a Korean War veteran and a man who fought for this country and saw a lot of young Jewish soldiers die, I will tell you...
All right, I understand you're a little emotional. You made a reference to Christ's crucifixion in this article that I read, Mr. Bonafide.
I'm sorry?
Where are you right now?
I'm just at the Alhambra batting cage right now. Get in line here, one of the cages.
All right, you made a reference in one of the interviews to Jesus Christ's crucifixion.
Yes, I was just reflecting the belief of most veterans that when you raise a child in a home where they serve this kind of thing on Easter, a ham on Easter, now understand the significance.
Well, maybe that's what we need to do. Ham is not kosher. A lot of Jewish folks don't keep a kosher kitchen, but nonetheless, it is not kosher food. So eating ham on Easter, you say, is a slap to the face?
It's blatant Jew hatred. It's not a slap to anyone's face. Anyone that serves a ham on Easter is making a very clear statement. The Jews killed Jesus. I hate them, and I'm going to insult them by sucking on a ham bone, which I find to be untenable. And you raise a child in a home where they serve it, the honey-baked ham on Easter, you're taking the first baby steps toward raising a classic Jew hater. And I'm one guy that won't do it.
Also, the comments about Mel Gibson's father, Hutton Gibson.
Yes, sir.
What I found those to be... you made some statements about the way Mel Gibson was raised.
Well, you said it. Hutton Gibson, Mel Gibson's father, is a real classic Jew hater from way back. And he is very free with the information that an Easter went by in their home, in the Gibson home, that they didn't serve the glazed honey ham. And you could almost see the child, Mel Gibson, as his eyes, you know, light up, ready to eat some pork and hock one up on the Jewish veterans.
I got to tell you, Mr. Bonafide, eating ham on Easter, I never connected with being anti-Semitic.
Well, most people don't, but I can tell you that I do, a lot of veterans do, and we don't care. I'm at a point in my life, I don't care what people believe, but by God, making their children participate in this ceremony of Jewish hating, and they don't mind being called Jew haters. What I want to stop them from doing is raising their children that way, and I'll tell you, I stood at the Easter table at my daughter's home, and I raised my glass, and I thanked everyone for their hard work, and I looked at her husband, and I said, by the love of Jesus, I'll get my grandson away from you and all of this ham, God willing. And I didn't yell. I sat down.
You said this to your son-in-law?
Yes, sir.
What did he do?
Well, he looked at me with these eyes that were as wide as the moon, I guess, and you could tell he felt guilty. And I walked to the center of the table, and I picked the platter up with the ham on it, and I threw it out onto the driveway, and that's...
Well, sir, did you make this comment, they could crucify Jesus 100 more times if it would save the life of one veteran?
No, sir, I did not. I said they could drag Jesus behind a truck for all I cared, if it would stop people from eating ham on the Easter. Now, I fought for this country.
All right, I understand. All right, I don't know whether people are aware, but it is perceived, at least by this gentleman, and he claims others, that eating ham on Easter is a classic anti-Semitic statement, that ham, pork, etc., the cloven-hoofed beast, is non-kosher and is therefore not a dish served in a traditional Jewish home. It is served on Easter as a Christian message to Jews, basically of one of insult. He says that as a veteran, he saw a lot of Jewish soldiers die in Korea. He doesn't like it. He thinks his grandson is in jeopardy living in a home where they're serving ham, meaning he's being raised in an anti-Semitic home. One of the things this guy made clear to you, Janice, is he doesn't really care about the adults who serve the ham. He thinks children growing up in homes where they're serving a ham at Easter are in jeopardy. Well, he's part of a group called Extended Family Outreach, which is a group of grandparents who believe in getting custody of their grandchildren, and that's what he's trying to do.
The Phil Hendry Show, Talk Radio Seed Traffics.
And I've got it right here if you want.
All right, I'm talking with Lloyd Bonafide, a Korean War veteran who believes the eating of ham on Easter is an anti-Jewish statement, and you fought with a lot of Jewish soldiers in Korea, and you think it's a disgrace to them.
Well, I think that it's an insult to them and to the children, the grandchildren that are being raised in these homes where they eat the ham. And I don't care about what anybody thinks. We're worried about the children. Now, I have the quotes here from the Jewish Torah, and it says, "These are the beasts which ye shall eat above all the beasts, whatsoever parteth the hoof and is cloven hoofed and cheweth the cud among the beasts, that shall ye not eat."
Well, that says that those are the ones they should eat. Those are the ones they should eat.
"And the swine, though he divide the hoof and be cloven hoofed, yet he cheweth not the cud, he's unclean to you." See what I'm saying? So in other words, the ham on the day that Jesus supposedly come out of this cave that he was living in is an insult to the Jewish folks. So we're going to try to get custody.
Are you recommending that children be taken from homes where they serve ham?
I am recommending that child. I already stated this to your producer, sir.
No, tell me again. Are you recommending the children?
I am recommending, Mr. Henry, that children living in homes where the ham, pressed, honey-baked ham is served on Sundays, Easter Sunday, there should be some investigation by Child Protective Services as to anti-Semitism or other hate speech.
Serving ham on Easter, anti-Semitic, Jewish hatred, and should children who are living in homes where they serve this stuff be kept there? Here is Lisa. Lisa, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Lloyd Bonafide.
Hey. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, okay? I have a son and eight daughter both. I have had ham.
Are you a Korean War veteran? Are you a Korean War veteran?
My son is in Baghdad right now.
Well, I think he'd be ashamed of the fact that you're serving ham.
It is a celebration, sir. There is too much hatred going on in this world right now.
I agree. I agree with you.
There is too much child abuse, actual child abuse.
Yes, I totally agree. And why are you perpetrating it by serving this ham, which states that Jewish folks can't eat the honey-baked ham?
Sir, my son is a veteran over in Baghdad as we speak.
Well,
putting
he'd be
his
really
life on the line for this country with Jewish and African-Americans, Chinese, Vietnamese, every walk of life, okay? He does not hate anyone. They are all his brothers right now working for the same cause.
Exactly. Why do you perpetrate it by serving the ham?
Perpetrate what, sir? That is only your belief.
The hatred of the Jews. See, I watched my grandson look at that honey-baked ham when my son-in-law brought it out to dinner, and I could see the hate starting to course through his mind.
That's in the eyes of the person.
Let me say something here.
That, which is you.
Lisa, like many people, serves ham at Easter. I had ham at Easter. There's no hatred in her heart. Couldn't it possibly be that we are unaware of this?
Well, that's why I said either you're anti-Semitic or you're insensitive to a fault. To think that you'd serve ham and not even consider that your children may want to go and play with roadkill. or do something antisocial as the result is beyond me. As a grandfather and as a Korean War veteran, I detest it.
Well, I am also a grandparent.
What do you mean, okay? Play with roadkill? Kids going to go out. What does that mean?
Mr. Henry, are you familiar with the Torah and its prohibition against the eating of pork?
Yes, you just read it. I've been familiar with it for years.
That's what I'm talking about.
How is eating a ham saying that I hate Jewish people? I don't understand that.
Because they say that the Jews killed Jesus, and so to get back at the Jews, they slopped down a big, filthy, greasy ham on Easter.
Okay, and
so
where,
in other words,
does it say that they served ham on Easter? Where are you getting your
Ham on Easter. It's a tradition.
How did this tradition start?
Where are you getting your information from? Where does it say that they put a honey glazed ham on the table?
It is tradition since the early Christian times that it was the idea of one of the apostles, let's eat a ham and stick it to them.
Okay, who?
I don't know. One of the apostles.
One of the apostles said, let's eat ham to show the Jewish folks how much we disapprove of them.
Yes, and it's obvious this woman's already... You see, you are resisting it, Lisa. That's what worries me.
I am proud of my son. I've raised him on beans and cornbread and ham on Easter and turkey on Thanksgiving and the whole nine yards.
Now he's over in Iraq. Does he get along with Jews? Probably not.
Yes, he does. He doesn't look at anyone. My son was raised with Southern tradition.
But
he looks at everyone without looking at skin color or creed.
That's how
I raised my child.
Ma'am, can you say that you're proud of the ham?
I'm proud of my son.
It doesn't matter what
he puts in his mouth. It matters what's in his heart.
Well, I can tell you, dear, that when it comes to my grandson, it matters what he puts in his mouth. Thank you very much, and I don't want to get graphic. But
it shouldn't matter what's in his heart, okay? That's what should matter.
Look, this lady's
feeling for him is full of hatred. You're teaching that child to hate.
This woman's son is a man of egalitarian view. He is a guy who embraces everybody, and yet he was raised eating ham.
Did you serve ham on Easter?
Yes, I did.
You did? All right, I would question how well you know your son. I'm very sorry.
Well, so what does that mean?
I mean, I don't think she knows her son as well as she thinks.
Right.
I know my son very well.
Lisa,
thank
you for your call.
To me, Phil, it's obvious this woman has already taught her son the Jew hate. All I could do is stop her from infecting her grandchildren, and I've already told my grandson that he will be safer living with Grandpa. And I think that's the message I want to send to all the grandparents tonight. Tell your grandchildren, if they're shaken and they've been traumatized by the ham, that they can live with you and you'll do what you can. And there's organizations that can help.
Well, Mr. Bonafide, the idea of eating ham on Easter being some kind of an anti-Semitic statement proffered by one of the apostles is particularly disturbing. You say one of the apostles came up with a bright idea one day, let's get back at the Jews by eating ham on Easter?
Mr. Henry, I don't know how it came about, but one of the apostles said we must make a statement against the Jews hammering, you know, Jesus up on the cross. So one of them said that he had a brother-in-law who was in the ranching business, and he had a oversupply that year of pork chops, and that's...
So this tradition dates back to early Christianity.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, yes, sir.
Serving ham, which is prescribed in Jewish law, is anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic, and therefore is hateful to serve ham on Easter.
The Phil Henry Show. It's not news. It's the Phil Henry Show.
Mr. Bonafide, tell me again, you walked into the Portland Ralphs. You were in Portland, Oregon this past weekend. You're a son-in-law.
And the other thing you need to understand is Portland is, Oregon is a notorious center for anti-Semitism and skinheads.
That may be, it may not be. You went into the Portland Ralphs, you walked over to where the ham is sold?
Yes, sir, there's a honey-baked ham, and I told my son, and I went over to the manager and I said, you know, I got to tell you, Mr. Henry, I'm a veteran, and I'm almost 73 years of age, but I'll tell you something right now. I walked over to the meat manager, and I said, You know, you got a smile, because he said, may I help you, with a big smile on his face. I said, you got a big smile on your face selling that pork while Jewish boys died in Korea. And he looked at me with that look like, you know, oh, it's not my fault. You know, that's the thing about what happened to people. It's never anybody's fault.
It's possible, sir, you stunned the man. It's possible.
You know, a few more people ought to be stunned into the reality that a lot of young soldiers died in Korea. A lot of them were Jewish and serving and your pork chops. It spits all over them.
This is Bob. Bob, you're a Korean War vet, correct?
That's correct.
Lloyd, this is Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Yes, I'm in a perfect position to refute everything this gentleman is saying.
How are you doing,
Number one, I'm a Korean veteran. Number two,
God
I'm Jewish.
God bless you.
Number three, there are no Jews who believe what you're saying. The Christians have every right to eat ham on Easter or any other time.
Well, I don't know.
Torah is written for Jews, not for Christians.
I understand.
So it looks to me like this is just some ploy for you to get control of your grandson. This has nothing to do with anti-Semitism.
Well, sir,
there's lots of anti-Semitism in the world, but it has nothing to do with Christians eating ham or anything else on Easter.
Well, sir, I can tell you, as raised a Christian, I did some research on this.
Well, I'm raised a Jew, and I think I know a little bit more about anti-Semitism than you do.
Well, I'm simply saying.
You've never suffered any anti-Semitism.
Anti-Semitism has nothing to do with ham on Easter. Do you eat ham, sir?
I don't eat ham, but
there
I'm a
you
Jew.
Go. That's perfect. That's exactly what I'm
talking. I'm a Jew. If I were a Christian, I probably would eat ham.
But isn't it
in my law?
Don't you think it's coincidental that on the day that Jesus supposedly rose from the dead, everybody takes a greasy ham and throws it on their table?
That's their own business.
Yeah,
this is a free country.
Bob,
Christians have a right to do what they want.
They don't have a right to.
Not anti-Semitic.
Not to infect
their
children.
You will not find a Jew who agrees with you.
Sir, not to infect their children with the hatred that we fought against in Korea.
Well, I was in Korea, and it has nothing to do with ham on Easter. You've somehow invented this.
Well, I don't know that you're in a position to comment on it.
Well, I'm in a better position
you
than
don't
you,
eat ham.
Because I'm Jewish.
You don't know of the debilitating
I know about anti-Semitism. You don't know about anti-Semitism.
But I know
you
what
invented
those,
this.
I know anti-Semites, and I know that they've been infected by the pork and pork byproducts.
Well, they were anti-Semites for other reasons.
Let me ask you, Lloyd. You say today there are Americans eating honey ham sandwiches from leftover ham, and each bite is a slap to the Jewish veteran.
That is correct, yes, sir. And I'm simply saying that as soon as we get the children out of these homes where these ham eaters, I have the ham, and what is it she said? Biscuits and gravy. That's where it starts. And that's where it's going to end.
All right, listen, Bob, thank you for your call.
You're quite welcome.
Bob, God bless you for your service to our country.
Okay, well,
right,
get off this craziness.
My grandson will not grow up to be a rapist because my son decided to give him pork chop.
Danielle?
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Lloyd Bonafide. Go ahead.
How you doing?
Yes, ma'am.
The ham thing, I don't really think it's a problem. I mean, I respect his situation and what he's saying as far as him being a veteran. And
Dear, is that I'm an American veteran of the Korean War.
Like I said, I understand that. But
yes, ma'am.
I'm just saying, I mean, everybody eats ham, sweetie. And if some Jews don't eat... No, listen
watch
to
that
me. Some
sweetie
Jews,
stuff. Watch the sweetie stuff.
Oh,
I'm old enough to be your grandfather, and I saw some things that would make you vomit. Now, let me tell you something.
Why are you so negative?
Are you an African-American?
Yes, I am.
Okay, that's why...
I am an African-American.
African-Americans have been fighting the fight for ham for years.
What are you talking about?
You
so
people,
you're making a racist remark
a
towards me?
That's not racist. That's
yes, it is.
No,
you're talking
is
about
not.
African-Americans. I don't have nothing to do with that, sweetie. I love everybody.
Isn't it true
my
that the black folks...
mixed race. What are you talking about?
Isn't it true that the black folks live... If they could live inside a pig, they would. Because that is...
No, it
what
isn't.
What are you talking about, man? Why? There's a...
There is a propensity... Correct me if I'm wrong.
Serious?
Correct me if I'm wrong. The best pork ribs are made where? Atlanta? Seattle or Vancouver?
You know what?
I guess Atlanta.
Okay. And how many black folks are down there? Tons.
Wow. You are really funny.
Dear, but I don't like consider I was saying, by like the I was death saying, of my Jewish brothers like in Korea saying, as being funny.
You,
and you
see,
know what?
You don't, you're not even trying to hear what nobody has to say. You're
I old, saw
you
a young
talking,
Jewish veteran.
You need to, Mr. Bonafide, you need to be quiet, sir, okay?
Well, I just want to let the lady know that I saw a young Jewish man, a veteran,
I mean,
dying in the mud in Korea, and a pig walked by, and I machine gunned it.
Go ahead, please, Danye, go ahead.
Okay. See,
you killed that pig, huh?
Yes,
said,
I did.
Yeah, go ahead.
About when he said African Americans and are you African American, automatically stereotyping my culture. You know what I'm saying? All I'm calling is to understand. I'm trying to understand where you're coming from as far as the ham thing, because I don't see a problem with the ham thing, but you do. You
but
see what
the
I'm
reason
saying?
Why? Are, the,
no, 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 no,
I'm
no, no, no. Because where you messed
why.
Up was when you got on me about my culture. You don't go there.
Yeah. Well, see, Lloyd. While you defend the Jewish people, you insulted this lady.
Well,
yes,
may I explain
you
myself?
You insulted me
may
by talking about African Americans and how
well,
they.
Go ahead.
Go and how
all right,
they.
Danye, let him. Let him. What? Why did you get on that?
Because it doesn't surprise me that a young, beautiful, articulate black woman would come to the defense of ham hocks.
I'm not
now,
coming to
see,
the
there we go again,
ham
man.
See, you miss, you
there
misled.
You go again. There you,
you
go again.
You misled at my point
exactly,
of view.
Exactly, exactly.
You misled at my point of view. I didn't come against ham hocks, okay? And I didn't even talk about no ham hocks. We're talking about a slab of ham. Where did you get ham hocks from? From my
well,
culture?
Yes, dear.
Come on now.
Isn't it true that the many of our fine African-American young
but see,
women
what you're
eat...
talking about is meaningless to me because
yes.
Everybody eats ham. Everybody eats ham hocks. Black,
no.
White, Korean,
I
Japanese,
don't eat ham
everybody
hocks.
Eats ham.
I don't eat ham hocks.
So, and everybody cooks ham and pig.
Well, I not
Chinese
in my home.
Chinese people cook pig.
Not in my home, they don't.
Japanese cook pork.
No Chinese.
White people cook
now,
pig.
Now, Danye, here's one. I love all Americans, but the Chinaman, I fought the Chinaman in Korea. And no
oh
Chinaman
goodness.
Brings a
you
ham
know,
into my kitchen.
You are very bitter, sweetheart.
Yeah,
you,
the part
you are
of the problem here, Lloyd.
No, I'm just going to say, no Chinaman brings a pig
you
into my kitchen.
You are very bitter.
When's the last time a Chinese cat was going to bring a...
Chinese food?
No, ma'am, I do not. I eat
well,
American food.
You must not
food.
Know enough about Chinese food because they have...
Here, I was in Korea in the Korean War. I ate more Chinese slop over
oh,
there.
Oh, goodness.
You eat the pig. You hate the Jews. That's all I'm saying.
You know, you can't just be dogmatic and say, people have been arguing against your stupid point here for 45 minutes.
And
all you just say is,
because
this is
like,
the way it is.
I don't even eat pig. I'm just trying to understand. You know what I'm saying? And he already bashing my culture about...
No, I don't think he's bashing. I think he's doing what a lot of people do. He says, well, these people eat this, and these people eat this, and white people eat mayonnaise,
but
and Jewish people...
But it
doesn't
matter. People
Mr.
are
going to
eat whatever they want to eat. It's a free country, like Bob said. It's a
white,
free country.
White people
Why
eat
are you
mayonnaise
eating?
Because it's better than Miracle Whip. I'll tell you, that's a little joke. But I will say this.
It shouldn't even
it's
matter.
It's no secret that our beautiful
food
young... You know that Halle Berry grew up on chitlins, okay? That's not racist. It's true. And
well,
yet, Halle Berry,
you,
I wouldn't let her with it.
Why did you make it as a racist statement when you came at me?
And the other
I was
thing
Halle
is,
Berry,
as
you
gorgeous,
wouldn't have given me like that. But I'm not Halle Berry.
Well, I bet you're as beautiful as she is because you sound more intelligent.
Well, don't.
And let
don't
me say,
Danye.
Now, here's the thing. If Eve, as beautiful and articulate as you are, if you came near my home with pork products, I'd bulldoze my house and move.
What the hell, man?
Excuse me. Is the young black woman laughing at me?
Yes, she is. You'd bulldoze your house and move.
You know, dear, I remember reading an interview with Sammy Davis Jr., a wonderful entertainer, and he said he'd never eat ham. And I'll bet it was
you
out of respect
God,
for the Jewish Korean War veteran.
You need to really, you need.
And
you
pound
need
for pound,
do,
Sammy
really
Davis Jr.
Pray.
Was
you
greatest.
You need to pray and ask God to open your eyes and your heart to some things.
Pound
really
for pound. Sammy Davis Jr.
Thing.
Could
you
kick Michael
it to
Jackson's
a whole nother
ass.
Level and you blowing it out of proportion. You taking it to a whole nother level. You went on black.
Are you saying that I blow?
You went on to Chinese.
You got under the Chinaman.
Over a piece of ham.
You said that you wouldn't let a Chinaman into your kitchen with a pig.
Over a piece
and
of
no,
ham.
I would not. And just remember what Sammy Davis Jr. said. Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong.
I think you're sick.
Whether I find a
I
place the world
sick.
Never
be
wrong. Be me.
All right, Danye, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sweetie.
God, do you know her?
No, sir, I do not.
Yeah, my fair ham hock, you don't. I'll bet you go out on a Friday night and the two of you press ham.
All right, that's all I need to hear from that freak. Did you hear him early in the hour? He said the honey-baked ham and the pressed ham. are like bad news. I had ham yesterday. The only thing bad about it was so freaking salty, I was stopping at every McDonald's on the way back from the desert just to get myself like a big gulp, like those 32 inches. If you'll pardon the expression.
The Phil Hendry Show. Hey, Jackball. It's entertainment.
I'm done with you, okay?
Mr. Hendry, I'm a Korean War veteran. I'd like to be heard.
I've heard everything you've had to say.
I want to be finished heard on this topic. Now, I was in Korea, and I fought for this country. And in 1952, after the ceasefire was announced, they invited us, some of these Koreans invited us up to a home up in a place called Pleiku, and they brought out, and I'll never forget it as if it was tomorrow, they brought out a Florentine ham casserole, and I machine-gunned the whole kitchen. There wasn't anyone left alive. That's how I feel about
you. You're out of your mind.
This is episode 141 of the Phil Hendry Podcast, Lloyd Bonafide, a classic from April of 2004. Check out the whole show at PhilHendryShow.com.